the World. I'm John Batchelor with Patrick Tucker, the technology editor for Defense One. We move from the Pacific to the European theater. It's a two-front war. And the headline coming out of Bloomberg after the Vilnius meeting has closed business: NATO is papering over the cracks after Zelensky loses his cool. This is very melodramatic. It has to do with a tweet that President Zelensky put out, his impatience. Patrick, what were you looking for, all of your research and very careful explication of this war over, well, it's 500 days plus now. What were you looking for from this Vilnius meeting?
Well, a lot of folks were waiting to see how NATO might address something that Estonia and France were pushing, which is some sort of expanded security agreement for Ukraine and a clearer pathway for them actually joining NATO. Not immediately. No one thought that Ukraine was going to be voted into NATO this week. But so that by the time NATO met next year in Washington, D.C., you'd have a clearer path. That, I was told kind of before this kicked off, was probably not going to happen, but there was some back and forth and no one knew until really that day. Clearly the president of Ukraine also operating under the impression that it was a maybe and then disappointed to discover that it was not. He called the lack of any concrete pathway statement absurd. And you can sort of sympathize with him in a lot of different ways. Specifically, he said, it's unprecedented and absurd when time frame is not set neither for invitation nor for Ukraine's membership, while at the same time vague wording about conditions is added for even inviting Ukraine. He said, uncertainty is weakness, and I will discuss this at the summit. So what I'm told on background from folks is that the holdouts there, Germany, who's always been very cautious about that question, going back to Merkel in 2008, former German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who during the summit where she was not inviting Ukraine into NATO because they were worried that it would provoke Russia. It seems to have had very much the opposite effect. Not inviting them in is what provoked Russia, I think, is a fair assessment. But also the United States was not didn't want to provoke Russia further by extending this clear pathway invitation to Ukraine. So a lot of disappointment there. However, there is going to be, out of this summit this week, a big security package for Ukraine. Something like 500 million euros have been pledged already, and you're looking at the U.S. sending a lot more. Probably you'll see an announcement about that sometime this week. Additionally, even though this question of whether or not to admit Ukraine into the alliance, exactly how it's going to work out, when it's going to work out, is something that's causing some friction among the NATO allies. There is a lot to report out of this thing. They have new battle plans that expand NATO into basically three sections so that the eastern flank can exercise with the eastern flank, the central and the Mediterranean can exercise together. It's a much bigger summit. And you also have a much firmer spending guarantee from all of the NATO nations. 2% GDP spend on defense really is the floor now. But that's not because of any particular leader in NATO. That's because of Vladimir Putin's actions that have really woken up the capitals of Europe about aligning their budgets with the new reality.
Patrick Tucker, Defense One, Two Front War. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.